Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the real-life battle behind Tetris. Now, let's get into it. Details of tens of millions of people may have been accessed by hackers in what could be one of the biggest data breaches in UK history. The UK's Electoral Commission has admitted that it suffered a cyber attack over almost 2 years that potentially exposed personal details relating to roughly 40 million voters.
Hackers had basically surreptitiously found a way to access their computer network since August 2021. But they kept hiding out in there, stealing data and basically spying on the network and going in and out. And finally, the UK Electoral Commission realised that there was a suspicious activity on the network. But they only realised that in October 2022.
That's Marianne Russin, science and technology reporter at the Evening Standard. The London-based elections watchdog holds registers of everyone in the country who's signed up to vote.
But if you sign up to vote, you're either put on an open register whereby your name and your address is published and it's in the public domain, but a lot of people opt out of being on the open register. So that means that the government and the Electoral Commission and obviously the council knows that you're signed up to vote, but in theory, nobody else should be allowed to know that.
The UK's Electoral Commission has since issued an apology to the public, as well as an FAQ webpage with details on the cyber attack and how the investigation has been handled. We'll leave a link to it in our show notes. Elsewhere, there's been another major data breach in the UK too. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has apologised for mistakenly revealing details of all its 10,000 staff.
The police have reported it to the Information Commissioner's Office. The Information Commissioner's Office, you might know them as the ICO, their job is to investigate, look at computer systems and look and see whose fault it is and how did such an attack originate and essentially tell off the company where that data breach happened.
In a response to a Freedom of Information request, the PSNI had shared names of all police and civilian personnel, where they were based and their roles. The details were then published online before being removed. This is PSNI Assistant Chief Constable Chris Todd.
We operate in an environment at the moment where there's a severe threat to our colleagues from Northern Ireland related terrorism. So I owe it to all of my colleagues to make sure that this is investigated thoroughly, and we've initiated that.
Now, we've all heard a lot about the importance of getting at least 10,000 steps a day in. Well, it turns out that even just 4,000 could reduce risk of death. Academics examined 17 different studies with information on almost 227,000 people. They found that walking at least 3,967 steps a day helped a person start to reduce their risk of dying from any cause. And walking at least 2,337 steps a day started to reduce the risk of dying from heart diseases. Researchers also found that the risk of dying from any cause or from cardiovascular disease decreases significantly with every 500 to 1,000 extra steps a person walks. The findings were published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. New evidence gathered by scientists suggests that a complex ape-man culture with some practices and belief systems emerged in southern Africa around 300,000 years ago, despite these things normally only being associated with modern humanity. These include potentially being able to do things such as envisage an afterlife, believe that an afterlife occurs in some sort of world outside our own, conceive the idea of physically burying their dead, and carry out potential rituals. Adding to the mystery is the fact that the now long extinct species behaved in several key ways like modern humans, and yet appears to have been able to do that with brains which were only a third the size of ours. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, a Tetris war, and why Red Dead Redemption fans are planning a boycott. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back.
It's the perfect game. Tetris?
Tetris.
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 Tetris. I don't get it.
Gizmodo editor-in-chief Daniel Ackerman is suing Apple and other parties over the 2023 Apple TV film Tetris, alleging it rips off his 2016 book, The Tetris Effect. Ackerman claims Apple, Tetris rights holder The Tetris Company, the movie's producers and the screenwriter, copied the exact same feel, tone, approach and scenes from The Tetris Effect, particularly its framing of the game's release as a Cold War spy thriller. The lawsuit outlines claims from Ackerman that the Tetris company was aware of his work and threatened him with legal action for trying to pursue film and TV adaptations of his own book, only to draw heavily from his account of the story. Ofcom has found that many adults would struggle to understand video sharing platforms' rules, making them particularly unsuitable for children. The regulator calculated the T's and C's set by six platforms, BitChute, BrandNewTube, OnlyFans, Snapchat, TikTok and Twitch, required advanced reading skills to understand. OnlyFans had the longest terms of service at nearly 16,000 words, which Ofcom said would take its adult users more than an hour to read. Ofcom came up with a reading e-score for each platform's terms of service and found that all but one was difficult to read and best understood by high school graduates. And finally,
I'm here to bring two men to justice. Bill Williamson, Javier Escuela.
You might have thought that fans of the classic game Red Dead Redemption would be over the moon with news that it's coming out on Nintendo Switch and PS4, but it's actually causing a massive backlash. Disgruntled players have been calling for a boycott online as it appears that the game will be nearly identical to the original from 2010. Also, it isn't being developed by Rockstar Games, the iconic studio behind the Red Dead and GTA franchises. Looks like we'll have to wait and see if there'll be any real-life redemption for this one. You're up to date. Come back at 4pm for the Leader podcast from the Evening Standard. We'll be back tomorrow at 1pm. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.